just this last Friday, Honorable Ken Ajapon intervened in a radio program on Oman FM, and the discussion concerned the mayhem which is trying to be part of this biometric registration. The mayhem is very simple, that some people can take the law into their own hands. The police are supervising the mayhem, and the facts are having a field day. So he was trying to prompt the conscience of the nation, please, that look, if we don't rise up to the occasion and deal with such instances of lawlessness, the nation will be on the verge of chaos, and that he's declaring war, that we should rise up to the occasion and stem the tide of lawlessness and thuggery which we are seeing, especially to the Diu and some areas of Kumasi. And this is what has prompted the police to invite him to explain what he meant by the declaration of war. So they say they are investigating him on the offense of treason, and they demanded the tape, which he tendered in a copy. And also, he was interrogated. Since 11 o'clock, he was interrogated, and they said they were admitting to bail. So one member of parliament ready to post security for his bail. We went, they inspected his house, and he's come back. But I saw in the conference room of the director general of CID, and we don't know what is next.
So do you expect him to be released Tuesday?
Well, I don't have an expectation. I have a sense of fairness that if the police are fair and there is nothing political about what they are doing, my client should be admitted to bail, because as far as I'm concerned, this is, as they say, a storm in a teacup. He was talking metaphorically. The one by the Constitution who can declare war is the president. There's no evidence around that Ken Onyedjepo has an armory in his house or there's any plan on his part to plan a nation into war. So, I don't know. It's a melodrama, and I believe Ghana should retain her energies on more serious matters than this.
Some critics say that the Honorable Minister has often hurled insults at people, and some of his rhetoric has not been of that of an honorable member of Ghana's parliament. What do you say to that as his defense attorney?
Well, he's a very hard talker. We attended the same secondary school, and that is his style. Some people want to romance wrongs. I think the guy is a bit upfront for people, and I do not think anybody can seriously say that some of this hard political talk can convert into criminality. There are also equally hard talkers in NDC, some even members of the government. So for somebody's freedom of expression and also the way he does it, I mean, to convert into criminality, I'm afraid democracy is being sat upside down. And you should bear in mind that you do not achieve results by saying that, let me show this hard talker where power lies. I had the police station. You make a hero out of him. You toughen him. So the tactics that are going on with respect are a bit too juvenile for me as a lawyer. I don't know what anybody wants to achieve by this. You won't shut him down by this tactic. You're having him to talk.
Do you expect him to be bailed or do you expect him to be charged?
I don't have any expectation. I only expect that it should be fair. If the police are being fair, then I don't see why it should be detained, even for a second. You've listened to the interview. He's been interrogated. A member of parliament has posted security for bail. What is it? Is it a show of where power lies, or what are they trying to achieve? So I think we shouldn't disturb the peace of this nation by such tactics. We are going to set the whole MPP people on flame, as it were. You know, in the backyard are people who are ready to demonstrate. And we need peace, you know, to prosper.
Lawyer Techa, don't you think that the police will need to take its time to thoroughly investigate this before coming to any conclusion?
Well, the police did not start off with an investigation. They started off with an investigation. So if the police want to do a serious job, before you are invited, sometimes they have a very huge dossier on you concerning what they claim you've done. They didn't even have the tape. It was he who surrendered the tape to them. So what are we talking about? And if the police wants to investigate him, they can do it quietly. They don't investigate the man by, setting the whole political environment up the way they are doing it. You see? You can investigate people quietly. Some people are so prominent, they don't know they are being investigated. I think you live in a very, very democratic country. And we don't know who's investigating, but you are being investigated. I think this is a political jamboree that is not necessary.